Douglas MacArthur said, "The world is in a constant conspiracy against the brave. It's the age-old struggle, the roar of the crowd on the one side and the voice of your conscience on the other. The path of least resistance is one of the greatest lies we will ever believe. We live in a world that makes so many things easy for us that we begin to live as though the easy way is the best way, always. If I'm sitting in a coffee shop with a cup of caffeine, a computer, and a cell phone and can basically access any information or contacts I need without moving, I think I'm happy. I can listen to any music in the world that I want to with just a few clicks, see what any person or organization is up to with just a few more, order anything I might need online, or watch whatever I want to watch. In a world where so much is so easy, the deciding factor in what I do becomes what I want. Let me say that again. The deciding factor in what I do becomes what I want. And let's be honest, if given the choice between doing what I want and what I don't want, I'm almost always going to lean towards what I want. What I have come to realize, though, sometimes quite painfully, is that what I want is usually not the same as what I need. In fact, way too often, what I need is exactly what I do not want. So what becomes one of the most regular and life-defining choices is the choice between taking the easy path to what I want versus the difficult path to what I need. Struggle becomes an active choice rather than a life necessity. Don't get me wrong, sometimes disaster hits and we are thrown into struggle without any say in the matter. But day by day, struggle is usually something we have to choose. I realize that you, like myself, get so tired of struggling with everything, it seems. For example, I have to go to Walmart, and I have to park so very far away, and it is so hot, and my feet hurt, and I've got a headache, and. Just choosing to get up and walk to the store is a struggle. Once I get inside, it seems it's a day of all days when everyone seems to need to return stuff, or get their prescription filled, or have to bring the entire family to the store. Them with all their wild kids, or walking so slow you can't hardly tell that they're alive. As if the entire city came to that store at that moment. Just incredible. There are people who stand in the aisles as though they are the only people shopping on the planet. Their kids are screaming. And it seems everyone has a bad attitude, not to mention the old guy on the little go-kart who is running into people on purpose because they are in his way. It is nothing short of a struggle just to be there. Sometimes I think it would be easier to go deer hunting with nothing but a short rope than to struggle with people. However, without a struggle, it is impossible to grow. Muscles do not grow or strengthen without stress and without being pushed to their limits, and neither do people. We need struggle. As bad as we don't want it, we need struggle in order to become stronger. Without it, we slowly deteriorate. We literally dystrophy. I think to myself occasionally, but Lord, why, oh why do I have to struggle this much for so long, it seems? In the middle of struggle, it seems time slows down to a torturous tick for someone's delicious thrill of watching us struggle. Of course, that isn't true. But when in the middle of struggle, our conflicts just seem to amplify. Mark 4:36-38. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "We are going to die here. Don't you even care?" Those guys were in such a struggle, trying to be considerate and not to wake the Lord up while simultaneously trying not to die at sea. And don't you know, they struggled against their thoughts of asking for help or not. Obviously, they believed Jesus could rectify the situation, but the panic in them. "Don't you even care?" indicates a terrific internal struggle. The Lord is aware of our struggles, and just because we don't necessarily see or hear, He is moving mountains and shifting the heavens on our behalf.